Okay, we're Hilchos Sukkah, Taf Resh Lamed, Seif Gimel. Okay, just a quick follow-up. Moshe was great to point out some pictures of mats. You can buy commercially by mats, and it's clear that some of them are certainly made for construction, and some of them are with no kli, and then some of them are clearly made for a kli. Beds, you have all kinds of bed mats and other kind of mats, and even floor mats. Kornfeld and Viner both think they are makabel tuma, so all kinds of mats, if that's what their intention is for. Okay, let's go, and it's pretty clear usually what their intention is for, otherwise it is what it is. Gimel. Hayu la shnei defano zo keneged zo, uvenehem mefulash. Okay. So, last time we learned the standard, most simple, best way to make a sukkah, we're going to review this, is when you make two walls, your two primary walls are connected to each other like a right angle. Now, they must be within three tefachim to be considered connected, and of course, it doesn't have to be exactly 90 degrees, just that's the idea. You have two connected walls. There could be a gap of up to three tefachim, as long as each wall is seven tefachim long. We'll summarize that shortly. Right now in Gimel, we're discussing two opposite walls. Your two primary walls, they're opposite each other, parallel. And how are you going to connect them? So what do? Ose dofen shiyesh baruchbo arba'a tefachim umashu. So this is like a way to get the minimum. Use the minimum amount of wood for your wall. You could create, right, this third wall that we're talking about, really it must be seven tefachim, but there's a way to make it less. So what do? You put it next to, well, you take a wall that's four tefachim, at least four tefachim. It has to be a bit more than four tefachim because umamido bepachos mishlosha samas leechad mishtei hadefanos. So then you position it next to one of those parallel walls within three tefachim. If it's exactly three tefachim, then you no longer can use lavu to connect them. It's too far. It has to be, let's say, 2.9 or less. And so that's why the wall must be 4.1 or more. That's the mashu. So that in total it comes up to be seven. Ukshera. And that's kosher. So you end up with a wall of seven using lavud. However, do you need to make a tzura tapetach afterwards all the way? So if the wall would be a physical wall of seven tefachim, everyone agrees you would not need to worry about tzura tapetach, which is why in our sukkahs we never worry about tzura tapetach in general. But in this case, since the wall is only four tefachim, v'gam bazet tzarich la'asat tzura tapetach. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins here, you also must do a tzura tapetach, right? We're assuming only midarabanan, but you still must do tzura tapetach because you're using a wall of only four tefachim. Sheitin kane me'apas al hadofan ha'echad. You place another crossbeam on top and you connect it with another post at the end, and you end up with a tzura tapetach. V'yesh omrim, now there is an opinion which we don't paskin like, she'ein ze tzarech tzura tapetach. Once you have four tefachim, and it's within three tefachim, then we consider that a wall of seven, and you don't even need to worry about tzura tapetach. According to this opinion, you only needed tzura tapetach in the previous case, in Se'if Bet, when there was only one tefach. Okay, haga. Aval, im ika dofan shiva belo lavu, this is what I said, but if your third wall in between is seven long, and you're not using lavu to create your seven tefachim, it's an actual board of wood or whatever for of seven tefachim, ein tzarich kan tzura tapetach ad sof hakotel, then kuliyoma, you don't have to worry about tzura tapetach. Horil v'ika dofen shiva shihu shiur hechsher sukkah. Because now this wall is the minimum size of a kosher sukkah. The kosher, right? And so it has, it's a proper wall for silcha sukkah. The kosher kain she'ein tzrichim tzura tapetach kishahad dofen shlema. Right? And then for the fourth wall, you certainly don't need a tzura tapetach once you have three kosher walls. U'mashe nagu b'tzura tapetach kishyesh al defanu shlemos eino ela linoi ba'alma. And even though it's true, if you look around at people's sukkah, you'll often find three walls and then a tzura tapetach or a partial fourth wall. You should just know that fourth wall is only for decoration or for the comfort, but there is no halacha of needing four walls. Okay. Let's see. Fine, let's go on. Interesting, just interesting case, Mishnah Berurah points out that if you're gonna make a kosher sukkah the way we just established, you can carry from indoors into such a kosher sukkah, right? The wall, let's say the sukkah has 2.5 walls. For Hilchos Shabbos, it's not four walls, but for Hilchos Sukkos, it is a kosher sukkah. Then you could even carry from inside your house through a window into the sukkah on that Shabbos. But he says best to be machna. Okay. Okay. Let's go to Gimel. No, we did Gimel. Okay. Sorry. Let's do Dalet. What are we talking about? Okay, so here he says, and this is not so much relevant lehalacha, but and it's a question if there's a discussion among the Achronim if we even paskin like this Shulchan Aruch. But here, in Gimel, we were talking about two parallel walls, like a mavoi. Again, it's also a discussion if it's mavoi mafulash or three walls. But anyways, if you have two walls, so then we need to have this proper wall in the middle. What if you're in a chatzer, which is a reshus hayachid? So you're surrounded, this sukkah that you're creating has two walls, but you're surrounded by walls from a chatzer. Even though the walls of the sukkah are far away from the walls of the chatzer, so you can't use the walls of the chatzer as your walls of the sukkah, right? The airspace, it's far more than three tefachim, and there's, so you can't use it at all. But you exist in this Rishus Hayachid, so then it could be that all you need to do is just set up a tefach. Instead of having a wall of four tefachim, you can use this middle wall of one tefach. But again, this is not Lamaisa. Hey, Keshehichshiru b'shtei defanos arsiyas kemin gam, the tefach v'tzurat ha-petach. Now, when we allowed you to make two walls, like a gam, a right angle, and then you add another tefach with tzurat ha-petach, afilu im yesh b'shtei defanos petachim harbe she'ein bahem tzurat ha-petach, k'shetitztaref kol ha-parutz yeh meruba al-omed k'shera. Okay, so this is a bit of a mouthful. Basically, we're saying like this. You're allowed to take, when we said you're allowed to have two proper walls connected with the right angle, and then you make your third wall, partial third wall, right? Either seven tefachim or just with one tefach using lavud and surat ha-petach, when we said you're allowed to do all that. So then, the way the Mefarshim explained the wording of this Shulchan Aruch, and it fits with the Beis Yosef, is that it means the two primary walls, they must be Omed Meruba ala Parutz. The two primary walls must be more physical wall versus airspace. And we're not talking about lavud. Any opening that's less than three tefachim is considered closed. That's still considered part of the omed. But you look at any of the area that's, there must be more physical wall than airspace for those two primary walls.
Lav davka contiguous.
Lav davka does not have to be 51%. You do need a contiguous seven tefachim. Once you have seven tefachim, you're allowed to have as many doorways as you want. On the condition that for the two primary walls, there must be more physical wall than airspace. Okay? Lavud was the one little kula you have there. However, once you look at all four walls together, it's perfectly permitted if the majority of your four walls is more airspace than physical walls. But for the first, now, there is a machlokas, an understanding on this within the Rishonim, what to do with the, if the first two walls have to be omed, meruba ala parots, but that's the halacha. The two primary walls do need to be more physical walls than airspace, but the whole sukkah as a whole could be more airspace than, more than walls. And just...
Counting four walls or counting three walls?
You're counting the four walls. Four walls. Now, well, either way, I'm not sure what the difference is, but... Okay. As long as the two primary walls are Om and Mirbala Parats, you're good. Otherwise, afterwards, you don't have to worry. And just, we're going to see this again, but remember, Tzurat HaPetach for Hilchos Sukkah, Aruch HaShulchan, and other poskim say it pretty clear, that it doesn't really count for much. Tzurat HaPetach works for Hilchos Shabbos, but it does not have, it doesn't do much for Hilchos Sukkah, either in all cases or in the primary cases. Tzurat HaPetach was only helped us on a Din D'Rabbanan for that third wall once you have a tefach. But in general, to create walls, in other words, you can't make four walls of Tzurat HaPetach, everyone agrees that doesn't work. You need to start off with at least you need to have that three walls of seven tefachim. Okay. Let's continue the Rama. The Rama points out, Rak shelo yu ptachim bakranot, ki amechitzos tzrichin liot mechubarim kemin gam. So the real simple pshat reading would mean, if you have four walls, you can't have a doorway at all four corners. But what is it? What does the Rama really mean? It means all you have to worry about is your two primary walls. Your first two primary walls of seven tefachim, they must be touching each other. Afterwards, you can have openings anywhere you want. You don't have to worry about it. But for those two primary walls, at one point, you need two walls that are touching each other. And at that, for your primary two walls, you can't have an opening of more than three tefachim. You can have less than three, but that's lava that connects it. But for those primary walls, you can't have an opening. And that then the Rama is clear from the Beis Yosef as well, so it would be the halacha, shame the Ran. Okay, that is probably, I would say, Lekuli Alma, but it might be only according to the Ran. Okay, but that's the halacha. Then we continue. Ubilvad shelo yehe bahem pirtza yetera al eser amot. Now, that which we just said, you're allowed to have mostly open versus closed. That's as long as you don't have an opening that's more than 10 amos. V'im yesh bat tzurat hapetach afilu biyoter me'eser. But if you have a tzurat hapetach for an opening when it's more than 10, then that's okay. So if you're going to have parutz omed ala omed, then you can't have an opening of 10 amos unless you have tzurat hapetach. So, and that's the Ikra Halacha. Achatchila would be choshesh ula harambam afilu yesh la tzurat hapetach im yesh la pirtze yeter me'eser psula eli im kein omen meruba ala parutz. You can have both, mostly pirtza, and an opening of more than 10 amos, even if you have a tzurat hapetach. So Okay. But again, as long as you have your two main walls, we're going to summarize this in a second. Haggah. Here, let's read the Haggah. V'nagu achshav la'asot mechitzot shleimot. Now, the minhag nowadays is to make walls that are complete. Ki ein hakol b'ki'in b'dina mechitzos. Because we're not all bucky with all these nuances in hilchos mechitzos. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, what does he mean? We don't rely on using lavud or tsurat hapetach to make your walls. So, but it doesn't mean you can't make a doorway, as far as I know. Umi she'ein lo kedei tzorko lemechitzos adif lasot shalosh mechitzos shleimot mi'arba she'ein an shleimot. And again, there's a difference of how exactly to understand this Rama b'shem the Maharil. But he says you're better off, it sounds like it's better to have four walls. But he's certainly saying it's all that really matters is three walls, and therefore you want to make sure that at least three walls are complete. So again, some explain that means completely complete without any openings, no doorways, but at least it means not using lavud or surat hapetach. All right, now most point out that all you need to worry about is three walls, and there's not really an advantage to having four walls, but some write that four walls are better, chayadam, shlach, hazonish. Again, it's either for comfort, noy, hit or mitzvah, it could be it's less problematic. The more walls you have, the more likely it's going to be kosher, v'chulei. All right, so just a real quick sum up of what take home to make a kosher walls is you must have three walls. All these three walls must be full Zayin Tfachim in one area. Right? You can use Lavud, but still, you need to have three walls of Zayin Tfachim. Now, two of those walls are your primary walls, and they must be touching or within three Tfachim of each other, kind of like more or less right angles, doesn't have to be exact. And two of the walls, at least, must be complete, whatever that means, but it certainly means omed merube ala parutz. Two of those walls must be more solid walls than doorways. And okay. And some say it's better to avoid having doorways in the first three walls. Okay, let's go to Vav. Nats are ba'akunisim ben bein ba'emtza hagag bein al sfat hagag v'sikach al gaban psula. Here you make a canopy, four sticks, you put your sukkah on top of it. It kind of basically you make four walls of tzurat hapetach. It's pasul, doesn't do anything for you. So certainly if you do that on the ground or on top of your roof, it's not in the middle, it's not going to do anything. The question is, what if you put it at the edge of your roof on your house? You have a flat roof and you want to put this in all four corners. So do we say you can use the walls of your house? Do we say good asik? It's as if it goes up, and does that work? So the halacha is we don't. V'yesh mach, we don't let that work. It doesn't work la halacha. V'yesh machshirin, but there is an opinion. B'na'atz al sfat hagag, if you did it at the edges of your roof, then you can use the walls of your house. Mishum damrinan good asik mechitzta. So there's an opinion that actually does say you could use the edge of the walls. And we say it's as if the walls continue going up. All right, we had this by Erevin, but by Sukkah we're more machmer.
What is
yeah. You have, let's say you have a house, let's say a box, a square house, right? And on the and one room, 10 by 10. And on the edge, on the corner of all four corners, you have four corners of your house, on each corner,
on the roof,
on top of a flat roof, you put up four poles, one on each corner, and then you basically created Tzurat HaPetach, and you put Schach on top of all of it, and do you say good asik on the walls from your house to go up? Does that count as your walls?
So how does this halacha look like on the surface? Are you saying that?
Well, you can't.
No, this, we don't hold like
we
it.
We do not hold like it.
If someone does do this, do we turn around and say, okay, listen, if you have it, you're not allowed to, but the Katila will go ahead and let you...
We say you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it, but there is an opinion in the Rishonim, certainly the Gemara, that it does work. Look every halacha.
Maybe the Chabad brings it that
if this is all you have, if you're trapped somewhere and you have no control, except I don't know how you get to this situation,
hypothetical,
it's better to eat in this sukkah without a bracha than to eat outside the sukkah. Better to sleep in here than to sleep outside. That's always the yesh. It's always there to help you something. Okay. It's the same as always.
Zion.
If you make schach on top of a mavoi that has a lechi, perush eitz kemin amud, just a mashahu, a thin little string, a board of wood, a stick, you put that at the edge of your, it's like, you know, two parallel walls, alleyways. O agabe be'er sheishlo pasin. This is when you have, you used to have these wells for people, ole regel, people used to travel to visit the Beis HaMikdash, and they needed water on the way. So in the Rishus HaRabim, they would, around the wells, they would put four corners. This is back to Hilchos Eruvin. You can look up the details. But on every corner, you had this small little right angle wall. Basically, it's a stud, or it's like a little tiny, basically, instead of being, it could be four poles, but it has to be, it was right angle pieces of wood, an amma ba'amma. On each corner around the be'er, you would have these little tiny, these little right angles that are posts. Yeah, it's an amma and amma, not so little. It's about six tefachim by six tefachim, not so little. But compared to the wall, they're little, correct. And they're like posts, double corners, I don't know, right angle posts. And this created a Rishus HaYachid. So they were able to drink, to pull out water from the Be'er that was in the Rishus HaYachid, lift it up outside the well, and put it next to the well to drink, as long as you stay with inside these posts. So on Shabbos, that's a kosher sukkah. Mitoch shelechi zeh. In the case of a lechi and a mavli, a pasin, in the case of the wells, elu mechitzas le'inyan Shabbos, since they work for Hilchos Shabbos, nachshav otam kemechitzas le'inyan sukkah. You're allowed to use them for sukkah.
But
only on that Shabbos, not the other 6 days of sukkahs. Ve'ein lahatya l'makom shelechi pasin matil. In Shabbos, the Ramah holds, you could only use this kula when you're ole la regel mamish, because then it actually helped you, the cases of the beirot, or when the lechi actually helps you, if you're using it. If it only helped, not just any case, because it worked for ole regalim, it doesn't mean now it works for you if you're in galus. The az shayach migo, because then that's when the migo applies, and so the Mishnah Berurah says, lechatchila, we ramachmer like the ramah, but again, bishat etchak, you can use it. Again, Hilchos Mechitza for Erevin and Shabbos is not the same. I do want to go a bit more, if you don't mind. I might go a couple minutes over. Chet. Sikech agave achsadra sheishla petzimi. So I sent out a picture. This case is in the Gemara. It helps to understand if you have two main ways to understand the case of an achsadra. Rashi and the Ramban. But it's basically you end up with the same principles that come out of both of them. So according to, everyone says an achsadra is an area that's covered, it's a roofed area, has a roof, but there is no walls, okay? So you need to add something. Pitsimin, we're going to see, it either means a lechi, or it could be a mashu or a tefach. I believe here it means a tefach, but it means you add something, we're going to read, or it means a bunch of poles that are only Sheti or only Erev. So, Bein Shehayu, so the Shulchan Aruch is going to explain it according to the Rambam, how the Rambam understands. You basically have, if you look at the picture, that's the easiest, but you basically have one area of an Achsadra and one next to an area of an open Chatzer that you want to use as your Sukkah. By the sukkah area, you only have two opposite walls, like a mavoi mafulash, you only have two walls. And how do you want to create your third wall? You want to use, because your chatzer hits or is adjacent to a a wall, a ceiling. So you want to use that ceiling and say pi tikra yored vesotem, that the edge of the ceiling can go down and count as your third wall. So you can do that if you add these pitsimin on both sides, either from the inside or from the outside, that you can see it if you're standing from the outside, or you can see it standing from the inside. Either one will work. Let's read it. Patsimin bein shehayonir mifnin bein shenirin bachutz. Whether it's, you can see it either one or the other. Bein shehayonir mibachutz ve'ein nir mifnin. That's what I meant. It's either one or the other. Either way, kshera. Lo hayu patsimin psula. And if there are no patsimin, then it's pasul. Yipnei shehi sukkah ha'asuya kamavoy, but it's just like a mavoy. Shehare ein la ela shnei tzidei ha'echsadra ve'emtza ha'echsadra ein bo kotel. Okay. And it has, because then you just have an achsadra, and it doesn't help you. The emtza achsadra ein bo kotel, and the middle has no wall. The shekenegdo ein lo patsimin. If you have no patsimin, you have nothing there. Basically, you just have two walls, so it's not going to work.
Perush. The wall doesn't count as a patsim.
Again, the edge of a ceiling.
Two walls like this, and the ceiling's here. The edge of the wall doesn't count as a patsim.
No, an edge. You need to have a lechi.
Something bulging out.
It has to have something bulging out. Patsim perush lechi umezuza. It has to have a lechi there. Kol zehu lashon harambam. Aval acherim cholkim. Some argue lachein ein lasot sukkah b'chai gavna. You can't use a sukkah like this. Now the way Rashi explains, basically it's, you have a courtyard, and it's surrounded on three sides with no walls whatsoever, but on all three sides you have three different roofs. It can be continuous, doesn't matter, but can those three roofs count as yored, pitikra yored vesotim? So Rashi says no, unless you have pitsimin. What are pitsimin according to Rashi? It doesn't mean a lechi, it means sticks or amudim within, like a bunch of parallel columns lined around your sukkah, as long as they're within three tefachim of each other on three walls, you have a kosher sukkah lechatchila.
What do you need the pitikra?
So I have to see that sugya over there, but you don't need, you're using the pitsimin, you're not using pitikra. You're right, you're not using pitikra over there. You're using the walls. Now what I just want to point out is, this comes up, I don't know if we'll continue or not. There's a halacha that comes up. We sort of touched upon it with the walls. It's a touched upon here, and it comes up tremendously in halacha yud. So I just want to give a quick intro, and maybe we'll stop, but it's important. Can you make your sukkah only out of horizontal or vertical posts? Your entire sukkah is dependent not on a physical, a full complete wall, but you're using lavud on all three or four walls. So can that be done? So we're going to see the case discussed a little more in Yud, but anyways, the Rama brings it in Aleph, the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes, you cannot use all four, and this is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Mistama, it seems like the Mishnah Berurah is choshesh for the Magen Avraham lechatchila. We're going to see in Yud, he says when you have cloth walls, you don't have to worry about the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham says, you cannot use lavud on three walls. You could only use lavud on four walls. Now, I'll share with you that the Chazon Ish says, you cannot even use it on four walls, the Chazon Ish writes, if it's all four are lavud. But the difference is, the nuance is, the Chazon Ish says, if you have two primary walls, then you can use a third wall with lavud. According to the Magen Avraham, it's still not good. The three walls, you can't use lavud unless you have a physical four walls. But according to Kimat all the poskim, three walls is good, the halacha, for using lavud, The Aruch HaShulchan says that. It's brought down many others. Pretty much the Mishnah Berurah, Prima Gadim, all the poskim say that if you're going to use walls with sheets, then you can certainly use three walls with kanim, with the